What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Socialite. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf, and today is a takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today, we're discussing my conversation with Hayden Cashin. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the full podcast, I highly recommend you go back and do so. But if you don't have time, I respect your time. So a quick TLDR on who Hayden is. Hayden is one of my best friends. He was the first ever guest on this podcast. He was also my guest on episode 100. He's my guest now on episode 200. He's been on this podcast three other times, actually. He interviewed me after I hit my 50th episode in an episode called 50 Episodes Later. He interviewed me again after my 100th episode in an episode titled 100 Episodes Later. And we also recorded an episode, I believe it was between episode 21 and 22 of this podcast, I believe, called the New York City Precap. And that was after Hayden and I went on to New York City to record podcasts. We recorded 10 in 6 days. And then in the Airbnb before we left, we recorded a podcast recapping our trip, which was also a preview for people for the episodes that were to come over the following 10 weeks. So to say that Hayden has had an influence on this podcast would be an understatement. On top of being my first guest, you know, we chatted about the podcast before it ever came out. We'd meet up and we'd talk about the podcast. He's just been a part of this podcast, especially in the beginning, quite a bit. So I appreciate him a lot for his support on the show throughout the years. And so I was glad that I got to have him back on the show for this podcast. This podcast is a special one. You might know why. I mean, there's a few reasons why this was a very special podcast for me. More on that next week, but I'll get into these takeaways, try and get you in and out of here in 15, 20 minutes, 10, 15, as we normally do. We'll probably run a little bit long today, but we'll see. Try to get the regular takeaways time of 10 to 15 minutes. So my first takeaway here, and these takeaways, it's going to be interesting because I like to try and do the takeaways like immediately after I edit a podcast. And I'm always in advance, you know, but I try to do the takeaways immediately after I finish editing the podcast because everything's fresh. But the problem with this is I recorded with Hayden 2 weeks ago. I'm actually recording this yesterday, like the day before this episode comes out, which I don't know if I've ever recorded takeaways with that short notice, but I recorded this with Hayden 2 weeks ago. Then I went on a road trip with my mom to New Brunswick. And so I didn't actually get the chance to edit the full podcast right away. It took me like a week and a bit. And then I edited the first half of the podcast like 2 weeks ago. I edited the second half like 5 days ago. So some of these takeaways aren't fresh. Some of these takeaways are, but this, I think this is an impactful podcast. So I don't worry about my ability to remember these takeaways because I kind of jot them down in bullet point form. But I'm doing my best to remember all of these notes that I took here for you. But the first takeaway that I have here is don't be so quick to get out of your rut. And this was actually a lesson that Hayden had after listening to Dan Cook on Impulsive, but it's just that lesson really stuck with me. You know, there's a lot of lessons that come when you're in a rut, when you're at rock bottom, and ideally you're not going to be there very often. And so while you're there, yes, do the work to bounce back, to get out of that rut, but don't stress yourself out if you're not getting out as fast as you want to, because there's a lot of lessons there. So don't be so quick to try and get out of your rut. Make sure you're learning the lessons as to why you're there, how you got there, and how you're getting out of it, because those are going to benefit you later in life if you get into another rut, or how to prevent a rut in the future. And so that one really kind of, even though it was a lesson that Hayden learned from Dan Cook, him teaching that lesson to me through his own experiences really stood out to me. And I've never heard anybody say that before. And it's something that I really took note of, that, you know, there are hard times in life, but those hard times teach you lessons. And so it's, again, it's a game of perspective and realizing that there's even a positive to the negatives. But that was just something that really stood out to me as we were doing that podcast. The next one here is that burnout can happen to anyone at any time. You know, I've watched Hayden operate for 5 years now. I'm trying to think, 5 years, at least 2017. Yeah, about 5 years now. And he was like a superhero. He was always going, always energetic, always had ideas, always happy to help, you know, always learning, always pushing himself further and further and wanting to be better and better and better, and is admirable, is someone I look up to. And to see that he's going through burnout really proves to me that it can happen to anyone. And at any time, you know, he was probably the last person I would ever think that would experience burnout. And so to hear one, that he's going through it, and two, to hear him, this is kind of a side tangent, but the fact that he sat down with me for an hour and 45 minutes, and the majority of that podcast was discussing this tough time in his life, that is, he was very open and vulnerable. And I understand like why he did it, and he talked about why he did it on the podcast, but that still took a lot of guts, a lot of heart. And I respect the fuck out of him for doing that. And it's something I didn't take lightly. And I knew what was happening as we were recording. And my takeaway again is just that burnout can happen to anyone at any time. Like I said, I'd never thought that would happen, Aiden. And it's a lesson to me. It should be a lesson to you that you might feel on top of the world one day, but you might wake up one day on your 27th birthday and realize something's not right. And you can't figure out how to make it right again for a while. And it doesn't matter how much you love what you do. You talk about Hayden, you know, he wants, it's not like he burnt out because he was just like overwhelmed, overworked, hated what he was doing. He loved what he was doing. He was quote unquote overworked because he just wanted to do more work because he loved it so much. And even on that podcast, he admits he wishes he could go back to that because of how much he loved it, but he can't anymore. So burnout isn't about, do you love your job? Burnout isn't always about how much are you working? Well, that is to an extent, but like you need to take care of yourself. Even if you love what you do, even if you don't think you're working hard enough, even if you think you could be doing more, you always need to be taking care of yourself. And I think Alessio's like, what are you doing in those down moments? Now, I'm not saying Hayden himself was doing incorrect things in his down moments. I actually think he did a very good job of R&R, you know, of taking the moments and relaxing and spending time with people and doing good things for his mental health. I think he's doing even more now, and that's a lesson to him. But like, it's not like he was finishing work and then grabbing a bag of Doritos and going and playing video games till 2 a.m. Like, he was spending time with family and friends, and he was doing things that were beneficial to him, and he's still burnt out. So I think that for you, it's a lesson to one, appreciate if you aren't burnt out, and to understand it could happen to you, and to do things that will help prevent it, to take care of your mental health, because it's important no matter how much you love what you do. The next takeaway here is to find what gives you energy. You know, I actually heard Andrew Huberman, because Hayden is basically now trying to engineer his life around all things that give him energy. Because part of what he's experienced with his burnout is he's just tired. He doesn't have the energy. So I think for him now, it's like he's trying to find a way to set his life in a way that it's all activities that give him energy, that excite him, that make him happy to wake up in the morning and go to work. And anything that doesn't, eliminate again. And he's not the first person that I've heard talk with this. I don't know if you ever listened to Andrew Huberman or not, Dr. Andrew Huberman. He's a professor at Stanford University, I believe. And he was talking about this. You know, you should just write out a list of everything you do in a day and note down if it gives you energy or takes away energy. And then use that to optimize your day around the things that actually give you energy. You know, for someone like Hayden, it's very intuitive. Like, I don't think he said he's writing down what he's doing in a day and everything. But and so for him, it's very intuitive, where he just kind of will feel out how he feels as he goes throughout his day and kind of optimize for the things he notes down that give him energy. But for you and for me, it's something I want to experiment with. Like, I have a list of things in Notion of like experiments or things I want to test and try. And one of them is keeping track of everything I do for a week and noting down what gives me energy and what doesn't. And there's some other tests and stuff. I don't even know them offhand, but that's one of them, is find what gives you energy. I think you should do the same, is figure out what gives you energy and optimize your life around that. Another thing that I wanted to talk about that came out of my conversation with Hayden is that if you are going through something, talk to someone. I can't stress how important that is. If you're anyone, if you're a girl, if you're a guy, you know, we recently, at the time of this recording, is probably a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, Paddy Pimblett, I think that's how you say, Paddy the Batty from UFC, you know, his post-fight interview, he talked about how more guys need to open up, especially if they're going through something. Because before his fight, he found out one of his friends had committed suicide, you know, and I think that talking is not an easy thing to do. I don't want to say especially if you're a guy, because I can imagine it's hard for a girl, but from my understanding, like, for girls, it's easier to open up about their feelings to each other, but guys don't open about their feelings to amongst their guy friends. But if you are going through something, talk to someone. I don't view it as a point of weakness. I, as a matter of fact, view it as the opposite. If you're talking to someone about struggling, I actually view it as a strength, as a point of strength. You know, I have more respect for Hayden, and I have a lot of respect for Hayden. Like, I don't think you understand the amount of respect I have for him, but I have even more respect for him now. One, of course, coming to talk about it on this show, because again, he wants to document it, to have this on record, that how he's feeling now, so he can point to this in 10 years when he's crushing it and people aren't, you know, like, yo, have you always been crushing? He can point to this podcast and say, I haven't always been on the upswing. You know, there was a downswing, and I respect him for that, but I have respect for him as well for just talking to his friends, you know, especially his closest friends. Like, especially if this isn't something you normally talk about with your boys, to bring that up and to tell someone isn't easy. And I understand it's not easy, but it's so important. So if you are going through it, talk to someone, talk to anybody, because you don't want to go through this alone. Now, I've got a few more takeaways here, and those were kind of like the ones I had from our conversation around burnout. I just realized I wrote down do things that give you energy twice, but the rest of these are more content and kind of like business focused, because we did talk about that as well, because that is who Hayden is, and that's how Hayden's still operating. And the first thing, not my first takeaway, but one of the things I thought was interesting is something Hayden's dad taught him when he worked at Intel in the 90s, and it was disagree and commit. So what that meant was, you're going to have a group of people working on a project. And when you have a group of people working on a project, odds of every single one of those people being 100% in alignment at all points in time is pretty much impossible. It's even difficult if you have two people to be 100% in alignment. There's always going to be things you disagree on. But in order for the project to advance, you need everybody to be on the same page and everybody be working towards the common goal. So at Intel, what they had to do, if you had people who didn't agree, you had to decide, even if, like, we'll use in the context of just two people. If you have two people and you're both trying to figure something out, you're trying to agree on something, you both disagree, you have to agree that you're going to disagree. So that means you both have to come to understanding you don't fully agree on this. But the person who does disagree has to disagree and commit to the project. That way, that there is no confusion, there's no worry that they aren't going to give their all to this project. Even if they disagree, and we all know they do disagree, because you have to come to the agreement that you disagree, and then you both have to commit to this project. And I really like that idea of acknowledging the fact that I don't agree with this, but also then following that up by telling you I'm committing to this project and I'll put my all into it. And if I can't do that, take me off the project. Disagree and commit. I think that's an important, I've never really worked with a partner before in anything, but when working in group projects, I think now that's going to be something that I think I'm going to carry with me, is we have to disagree on this, but commit to it. And I'm going to bring that framework with me as I progress through my career. Another thing too, this is kind of along the lines of do things that give you energy, but it's do things that make life more fun. You know, doing things that give you energy is going to be your day to day. This is how kind of I'm looking at it right now, and I haven't thought about this until this exact moment, but do things that give you energy is kind of your day to day. What in your day to day is giving you energy and excitement? Do things that make life more fun is those things outside of your day to day that add some extra enjoyment, some extra energy, some extra fun, some extra smiles. And do things that make life more fun. Find things that you can do out of your routine that is going to make you have a better day. Now, this next one, and this is, I don't understand, this is a social media podcast, and for this 200th episode, we only talked a little bit about social media, but I think you can understand that the greater conversation that Hayden and I had is much more important than a TikTok strategy, but we still found some time to talk about that in here. And one of those things, the biggest takeaway, I think, from my conversation with Hayden around content is, if you want to be a full-time creator, create content that points to a business endeavor that you have. What a lot of creators do is they create content and then they try to figure out a business that they can build off of that content. What Hayden did is Hayden had a business. He's had done this with multiple businesses. He has a money-making method that he then creates content to point towards. You know, he doesn't create content and then figure out how do I make money off of my content? He already had a way that he could make money. And so he made content that would funnel people to that content. He didn't promote the content, or he didn't promote the business. That wasn't the point. It wasn't like, here's my business and here's all the amazing things I do. He provided value to his audience and would leave subtle hooks at the end of his videos that would lead them to interest and curiosity around his business endeavor. You know, you want to get better at marketing, check out the link in our bio. What do you mean? Well, what's in your bio that's going to make you better at marketing? It leads them to Modern Marketing, his Modern Marketing certificate. They sign up, and that's how they get students. So create content that points to a business endeavor. Start with the business. Start how you're going to make money first, and then reverse engineer how your content is going to lead to customers, to that money-making method, to that business. Don't, you know, it's kind of like one other thing that Hayden's doing with his business partner is Sam, is they're doing reading this book called Start at the End. They're figuring out what their end goal is, and they're reverse engineering their whole business strategy to map to that end goal. And you should be doing the same thing with your content. Figure out what your end, figure out what your money-making method is, and then map back to how your content is going to service that goal and that method and that business. And now for my final, the final takeaway. Get data. And that was something that just came up throughout the course of this podcast. Is Hayden is just on a mission to collect data. And I'm talking about like your personal data, your browsing data. What he's saying is just he's getting feedback from the world for himself. You know, this kind of one of the examples of this was Hayden was talking about, he's going to go move to Miami for Q1 of 2023. And the reason being is because he doesn't think he's someone who likes to travel a lot. That's not a big deal for him. And he was challenged by a mutual friend of ours named Deepak that that's a limiting belief. You don't actually know, you haven't done enough travel. And Hayden was like, he's right. So what he's doing now is he's going to go to Miami. He's going to travel. He's going to live somewhere else. And he's going to get the data of what it's like to live somewhere else. He's going to get the understanding. He's going to get the knowledge, the insights. How does it impact him? And he's going to take that data and he's going to use it to make future decisions. Does he move to Miami full time? Does he live in a different city every 4 months? Does he move back to Ottawa? And I think my takeaway from that is obviously just get data. Whatever it is you want to do, you don't. It's hard to make decisions if you don't have information. And so Hayden is on a quest to gather information, to gather data points that will tell him, that will help him influence his next decision. And it's hard to make a decision if you don't have data on both data points on both sides. And so whatever it is you want to do, you have to get data. You don't actually know if you want to be a content creator until you've actually started to make content. You don't actually know if you want to write a book. You don't actually know if you want to write a script until you actually try it and you get data. You understand what that's like. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? That's just how you find what gives you energy. That exercise of writing down everything you're doing and writing down whether it gives you energy or takes away energy is all just data points. And so my last takeaway from my conversation with Hayden is just collect data, run tests, try new things and see how it feels. Get the data of trying that new thing and then use that to make a future decision. Get data. And if you don't have data, if you don't have the information, go and get it. And hey, you can get it just by living your life sometimes. Like, hey, moving to Miami is a data point for him. I think that was really interesting. And if you look at everything as a data point, it makes things less scary. It, to me at least, as I kind of sit here and think, you know, if something fails, that's just a data point. And a data point feels way less scary than a failure. You know what I mean? It can also make sure you're not get too high on your wins, because a win isn't a crazy thing. It's just, it's another data point. So for me, my final takeaway is just to try things and get data. But I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you taking time to check this out. And I want to give one last shout out here to Hayden. If you're listening to this, which I assume you are at some point, thank you, man. I appreciate you for everything. I appreciate you doing this podcast. This is a very special podcast that we did. And I'm excited to look back on all of the three interviews, at least for sure. Even the pre-cap and the 100 episodes later, those are going to be so fun to look back on in 25 years. And so it's a very special thing that we've got here, man. I appreciate you. I love you. So thank you again. And thank you everybody for listening. Whether you listen the entire way, I already said this, but whether you've listened the entire way through, honestly, bits and pieces, I really appreciate you taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor, go and follow Hayden. If you want to get better at marketing, check out Modern Marketing. Everything will be linked in the show notes down below so you can find it. If you'd like to follow me, you can find me everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. If you did enjoy today's podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.